Let's take a look first at local high school sports. A lot of track last night. AHSTW hosting its co-ed invitational. The Underwood girls and the Audubon boys were the team champions last night. On the girls' side, Underwood with 152 points edged out Fremont Mills with 136. Audubon had 104. AHSTW 103. Riverside 78. Fifth place. The Eagles had 6 golds on the evening. Carly Larson was the winner in the 800, 1500, and the 3000, while Cecilia Myers and Lauren Shapcott were winners in the 400 and the discus event. The Eagles also took the 1600 medley. Audubon had 3 wins last night. Sydney Obermeyer won the high jump, and the Wheelers picked up wins in the 800 medley and the 4x400. AHSTW got good performances from the sprinters. Anna Bauer won the 100 and was on the winning 4x1 and 4x200 meter relay teams. J.C. Schumann won the 100 hurdles and was also on the 4x100 meter relay team. Exira EHK's Sydney Young was a champ in the 200. Riverside took the 4x800 meters last night. On the boys' side, Audubon with 132 points, the champ. Fremont Mills second with 113. Denison, Riverside, AHSTW were third, fourth, and fifth. The Wheelers had 9 victories last night. They took 5 of the 6 relays. Jake Mulford and Mitchell Nelson were on 3 of those, winning the 100 and 110 high hurdles. Individually as well. Kyle Rustfold took the high jump and was on a couple of winning relays. Nolan Smith won the 400 hurdles and was on the shuttle hurdle relay team that was a champ last night. Also, Jay Heine and Dalton Fisher were champions in the Heine in the 800, Fisher in the 3200 for AHSTW, while Brady Hansen won the long jump and Martin Olson took the shot put, both for Exira EHK. Tim Brink of Riverside took the 1600 meter title as well. Also at the Lady Tiger Relays at Red Oak last night, Sydney and Glenwood were the champs. There were 2 different divisions. In the Class A division, Sydney with 148 points was a winner. Bedford, Griswold, Essex, and Stanton round out the rest of the field. Griswold's Charlie Adams had a strong evening, winning the 1,500-meter championship, and she also took this was a part of the 1,600-meter medley relay. Alicia Seiler and Jessica Marshall also were winners last night, Seiler taking the 3,000, Marshall the 400 hurdles. On the Class AA division, Glenwood had 177 points. Creston was second. Shenandoah, Clarinda, and Southwest Valley, the top 5. Also at the Coos Relays at Harlan last night, the Bishop Heelan girls track team was a winner. They had 138 points. Boone with 101 second. Harlan with 96 was third. Abe Lincoln had 85 for fourth. Also last night in the Big Red Relays at Missouri Valley, a boys' meet, Logan Magnolia with 150 points was the team champion. Boyer Valley, Missouri Valley, Woodbine, and Maple Valley round out the top 5 teams in that meet last night. In high school girls tennis last night, it was Creston over Atlantic 9-0. Clarinda beat Lewis Central 7-2. Glenwood swept a pair from Sioux City East 9-0 and Sioux City West also 9-0. In boys tennis, it was Creston over Atlantic 6-3, Lewis Central 7-2 over Clarinda, Glenwood beat Southwest Valley 9-0, Denison edging Harlan 5-4. In high school soccer last night on the girls' side, Tri-Center defeating Atlantic 7-1. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey beat Creston 11-1. St. Albert over Denison 10-0, and Abe Lincoln 1-0 over Glenwood. In boys' soccer last night, Atlantic posting a 4-1 win over Tri-Center. Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 6-0. Creston over West Central Valley 1-0. Denison beat St. Albert 3-2, and Lewis Central over Abe Lincoln 1-0. In high school girls' golf last night, Atlantic defeating Creston 179-206. Brooke Newell of Atlantic, the medalist, with a 38. Aaron Olson with a 40 was runner-up for Atlantic. Also, Clarinda beat Lewis Central 211-292. Griswold defeated Red Oak 234 for Griswold. No team score for Red Oak. Griswold's Reagan Whitehill was the individual medalist with a 55. Denison beat Harlan 246-264. In boys golf last night, it was Atlantic over Creston 151-162. Helping Atlantic to that 11-stroke victory, Jake Olson, he was medalist. He shot 35, while Kyle Nelson of Atlantic was runner-up medalist, shooting a 37. Clarinda beat Lewis Central 166-182. Red Oak over Griswold 183-189. James Reynolds of Griswold was medalist with a 39. Nishnabotna wins in a 3-way meet with a 181 total. Southwest Valley 235, Rockport a 251. Bedford defeated Southwest Valley 199-207. Also, Nottoway Valley was a winner in a 3-team meet, shooting a 169. East Union a 191 and Adair Casey a 286. Wes Davis of Nottoway Valley was medalist with a 40. His teammate Jackson Lamb also shot 40 and was the runner-up medalist. A defending champ Jordan Spieth picked up where he left off last year with a 6-under 66, and he has the lead after the first round of the Masters. That puts him in the top spot at Augusta National for the fifth straight round after his wire-to-wire win last year. The bogey-free round left Spieth with a two-shot lead over New Zealand's Danny Lee and Ireland's Shane Lowry. Paul Casey, Justin Rose, Ian Poulter, and Sergio Garcia are among those at 69. Former Masters winners Phil Mickelson and Zach Johnson opened with even par 72s, while 66-year-old two-time winner Tom Watson posted a 74 in his final Masters. Things got off to an horrendous start for the two-time runner-up Ernie Els. The South African shot a 5-over par 9 on the first hole. That's the worst ever on the opening hole in the tournament. Els 6-putted from 2 feet. It was initially reported that Els took a 10 on the hole, but officials at Augusta National corrected that later in the day. In baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals have traded left-handed pitcher Jason Aquino to the Baltimore Orioles for cash considerations. Aquino was acquired by the Cardinals on a waiver claim from Cleveland on December 9th and assigned to the 40-man roster. He was later designated for assignment ahead of Thursday's trade to Baltimore. Aquino was signed as a non-drafted free agent out of the Dominican Republic by the Colorado Rockies in 2009. In baseball action yesterday in the American League, the White Sox beat Oakland 6-1, Yankees over Houston 8-5, Baltimore beat Minnesota 4-2, the Angels topping Texas 4-3, Boston at Cleveland was rained out. In the National League, Cincinnati over Philadelphia 10-6, Miami beat Washington 6-4, San Francisco outscored the LA Dodgers 12-6, and the Chicago Cubs pounded Arizona 14-6. In Pacific Coast League play yesterday, Round Rock beat the Iowa Cubs in the opener of the season 7-3. New Orleans beat Omaha 6-3. New Orleans is at Omaha again today, while Iowa will host Round Rock again this evening. Iowa walk-on Nicholas Bear has been awarded a scholarship by coach Fran McCaffrey. Bear, who redshirted in 2014-15, was the most surprising player on Iowa's roster. He broke through a deep class of fellow freshmen, all of whom were on scholarship, and averaged nearly 5 points a game. Bear scored 15 points in the Hawkeyes' last game, an 87-68 NCAA tournament loss to eventual national champion Villanova. Bear will take up one of the scholarships freed up when Andrew Fleming and Brandon Hutton decided to leave the program after one season. Bear's role should be expanded next season as Iowa loses 4 of their senior starters. Also in college basketball news, Gonzaga sophomore Domantas Sabonis has decided to skip the rest of his college career and declare for the NBA draft. He won't hire an agent, though. That leaves open the possibility that he could return to school. The 19-year-old son of former NBA player Arvydas Sabonis is Gonzaga's all-time leader in career field goal percentage at 63.2. The 6'11" forward was an honorable mention on AP's All-America list this season after averaging 17.5 points and nearly 12 rebounds per game. Also in college basketball news, Maryland forward Robert Carter Jr. will skip his senior season to enter the NBA draft. The school says he intends to sign with an agent. Carter played one season with the Terrapins after transferring from Georgia Tech. He averaged 12.3 points, shot 55%, and he led the team with nearly 7 rebounds per game. And Indiana center Thomas Bryant says he will return for his sophomore season and not declare for the NBA draft. The 6'10" Bryant averaged nearly 12 points and 6 rebounds this past season. He led the Big Ten Conference during the regular season by shooting 68.3% from the floor. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.